The Gemara quoted the pasuk: "In eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki, em lo yaskerechi, em lo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi." A pasuk that we all say, a pasuk that we all sing, a pasuk that we all know very, very well. And the Gemara said that from this pasuk we learn that a yid always has to be mindful of Yerushalayim. You're building a house, on some level you have to think of Yerushalayim. You're eating a suda, you have to be thinking of Yerushalayim. A woman is putting on tachshitin. She leaves over a little bit because she's thinking of Yerushalayim. And this is all learned from this pasuk: "Em eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki, em lo yaskirechi, em lo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi." We once mentioned this, but it's kedai to say it again. The Hafla, in his pirish on Evin HaEzer, which is known as the Kuntres Achron of the Hafla, part of it is printed in the back of the Hafla, Mesechtes Ksubas, and part of it is printed in the back of the Makna, Mesechtes Kedushin. So this is in the back of Sefer HaMakna, Mesechtes Kedushin. It's Simen Samachay, it's Sif Katan Gimel. It's going on the Halach and Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber brings, which is based on the Gemara that we just learned, and that is a Chasson. Mamish, b'shaschu pasai, is supposed to have afer on his head. And it's supposed to be dafka on the mokam atfilin, and it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, losim lavei leitzioin pe'er, tachas afer. Meaning, a chosin, underneath his chuppah, this is the happiest moment of his life, is supposed to be thinking of Yerushalayim. It's the hergish of a mishkochech Yerushalayim tishkach imini. Tidbak l'shoini l'chiki, im lo yaskerechi, im lo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, and he goes and he puts ashes on his head, literally at the time of his greatest simcha. Freik the hafla agishmak akash. He says, I understand that from this pasuk you learn that a person in a matzav of simcha is supposed to be thinking of Yerushalayim. But we know that one of the brachas that we say under the chuppah is sois tassus. And what's the bracha? Sois tassus v'sagala akara v'kibbutz banel l'soicha l'simcha. Baruch atah Hashem v'sameach tzion b'vaneh. Meaning, we're anyways being maske Yerushalayim under the chuppah. It's a freak the hafla. Why do you need two askaras, right? You put the efer tachas pe'er, and you make the bracha. Why would making the bracha in it of itself not be enough? So the Hafla says something beautiful. A taich in the pasuk. He says that the emes is, a yid has to remember Yerushalayim. But remembering Yerushalayim is tlas b'mashma. You have to remember Yerushalayim, you can't forget it. It has to be in your thoughts. You have to remember Yerushalayim, you have to talk about it. And you have to remember Yerushalayim, you have to do pa'ulois. You have to actually do a maisa of zikaron for Yerushalayim. And he says the makar is based on a gemara, Masechtas Megillah, daf yud chesam and aleph. The gemara says, Zochar eis asha osa l'cha amalek, baderech betzeischa mi mitzrayim. Zoch the gemara, it's zochar, yocha belev, I would think zochar means you can't forget it. Meaning belev, zochar. You don't have to say it, just belev. No, it says already loisishkach. And what does loisishkach mean? Don't forget. So what is zachar coming to be marba over loisishkach? Bepeh. Meaning, not only should you not forget it in the hearts, but it's also something that's supposed to be bepeh. Says the hafla. Zachar means bepeh. Loisishkach means belev. What does the pasuk say? Imeshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Imeshkochech shikras alev tidbak l'shoyni l'chiki im lo yaskirechi. That's bepeh. It says imeshkochech, and it says im lo yaskirechi. That's mamish the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. That's darshening the parsha of Amalek. Zochar and al tishkach. So from there we learn that you can't forget Yerushalayim belev, but also it has to be something that's verbalized. But the pasuk continues and says it's not enough imeshkochech. It's not enough im lo yaskirechi. Or im lo yales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. Im lo yales a maisa. It's a pa'ula. You also have to do something. So when it comes to remembering Yerushalayim, says the Hafla, it has to be belev. It has to be bepeh, and it has to be b'maisa. So you never forget Yerushalayim. But that's not enough. You have to say something. Sois tosis v'sagala akar. But that's also not enough. You have to do something. And that's in loyalis Yerushalayim arosh simchasi, which is the Gemara's makar. That's what we learn. Losneis efer tachas pe'er, the chosin be'ez chupasa, he puts ashes on top of his head because it's not enough that you don't forget. And it's not even enough that you say it and you sing it. It's more than that. You have to do a pa'ula. You have to do a maisa. And that is this Indian of tzorich losses efer b'roish achosim b'mokam anochas tefillin seichel avelus v'yushalayim. These are these three things that the Hafla says. I saw a Dover Nifla, befrat for Bali Kaira, which I'm not, but for Bali Kaira. That is in the Sefer Achayim from the Achi Amaral. And it's in Sefer Geula V'Yeshua. It's Chelek Hei, Perek Aleph, if you want to look it up inside. The Achi Amaral was talking about this inyan of a Yid's never allowed to forget Yerushalayim. And he says this is something that has to permeate every single aspect of our lives. Kimvur in this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amid Beis. You're building a house, you're eating a Suda, an Isha is putting on Tachshit, and even a Chosam B'Shas Chupasai, in Meshkochech Yerushalayim. You have to be Meshayir Adavar Mu'at. There has to be some Zecher, some remembrance, some form of mourning for Yerushalayim. So he said like this. He said that the Pasuk says in Imeshkochech Yerushalayim, in the capital of Al Nareis Bavel, Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem Al Admas Necha. He said, how could we sing the Shir Hashem Al Admas Necha? So he said, what's the Shir Hashem? What's the Shir Hashem? So said Reb Chaim, Reb Salomi Friedberg, the Shir Hashem is the Tameh HaMikra. It's the Niggin that a Bal Koira leans from the Sefer Torah with. Ein Lecha Shir Hashem G'doyle Mizu. And the Pasuk says, Eich Noshir Eshir Hashem Al Admas Necha, which segues right into Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yeminis. And that's Pasuk. So said Reb Chaim, Reb Tzalmi Friedberg, that the emes is, if you'd understand a little Pnimius, you would know that when the Chazen, the Bal Koira, leans from the Sefer Torah, every single Shabbos, not Eicha, not those psukim that you're supposed to read, B'nigun Eicha, not even the Aftorah, when you read and you sing the words of the Torah, there's a hergish of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necha. There's a remez, there's a zichron to the Avelus of Yerushalayim. I'll just read a little bit, Milashoinei Hazav. So we know that the Tamei HaMikra, Amirum is in words, Kadma Munach Zarka Munach Sega Munach Munach Revi, Mapach Pashto, etc., etc. So listen to the way he teaches it. He says that it begins Zarka Sega, right? Kadma munach zarka munach segel. Imshe hey miloy shahun churak l'simen ba'almo. Even though these are words that Chazal gave us just as a simen ba'almo, kedei l'lamed al yodom negina satam, so you should know how to lane. Im kol zois romzu behem gankein ha'golos v'achorben. In these words, there's a remez to the golos and the chorben. Lefi she'ein loshir afilu shir Hashem al admas b'nei nechor im loy she'yaskir imoy gankein churben Yerushalayim. V'zeu perushoy. Zarko segel, koloima. Skulois Ami Yisrael Nizrak Me'al Admasam. Segol is Miloshim, we're an Am Segula. Zarka means we've been thrown away. Munach Revi. V'soifam sheyonuchu mitzaros Golos Revi Yazeh. But at the end, we're going to have a Yeshua, we'll have a respite from the Golos that we're in, which we know is the fourth of the Dalai Golias. V'sibos Golusam. We continue and we say, what's the reason for the Golos? L'fisheim dar ike shubsalto. Because unfortunately, we've distorted what was straight. Mahabchen es hayosha v'haposhet. V'zeo, these are the next words. Mapach pashto. V'zeo osu. When were we mahabich the pashto? When did we take the poshot, the straight and narrow, and be mahabichet? Zeo osu b'zman abayis harishon v'hasheni. We did it when? We did it zokev katon, zokev gadol. Which is a remez to the two batei mikdashim. The first base on mikdash is the zokev katon, right? Zokev means standing. But it was the base on mikdash hakatan. The second one was the gadol. Based on the pasuk that says ki gadol yir kvoid habayis hazeh ha'achroin min arishon ayin bava basra daf gimel amad aleph uba'odam alat masnam herich lohem Hashem yisparach apoy milun doid lohem betefach amido shayroy lohem rak yeshvu b'menucha ba'aretzam. But despite the fact that we went, that we were mahapik the pashto, while there was a first base on mikdash and while there was a second base on mikdash, but at the same time the ebishter was mayrachaf, and that's mercha tipcha miloshin. Meirich, Tipcha, the Ebishter wasn't Shoiko, Betefach Hamida, Mida Keneged Mida, Esnachta, and he allowed us to be in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash longer than we deserved. The first Beis HaMikdash stood 410 years, the second Beis HaMikdash stood 420 years, and really it's longer than it should. Of the Achakach Nispazru Pizur Gadol. But then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then it was Pazer. Pazer, we were in a spazer. We were thrown into Golos. And it was a Tlisha Ketana, and it was a Tlisha Gedoyla. And it was a small Tlisha, and it was a large Tlisha. What does it mean, a Tlisha? It means we were uprooted. What does it mean, a small and then a big? So it's referring to the first Churban, where first Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Ketana. And then the rest of Klai Yisrael went into Galus. That was the Tlisha Gedoyla. And he said, that's Merumas in the next word. It was Kadma Va'azla. Right? There was the group that went into Galus first. It was Geirish. First they were Milosh and Geirish, and they were thrown out. And then it was Gershayim. And then it was everybody else. Then we were all thrown into Galus. And then in the middle, he says, by the way, if you think this is all Stam Teurelach, he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar. So who is the Tzroir Hamar? He was a Kadman. I mean, Reb Chaim Reb Tzal Mifridl was a Kadman, but he felt that he needed a Tan and the Messiah away. So he says, take a look at the Tzroir Hamar, Parshas Kiseitse. It was one of the Megurshei Svarad, where he did something very similar. But the bottom line is, he says, V'Yisrael Sheyashvu B'Madrega G'doylo Nishbu V'Naflu Klai Yisrael, that was on this very lofty Madrega. What happened? They broke and they fell. V'Zehu Darga Severe. Darga means they want a big madrega, severe, and that madrega was broken. Avo, what comes after darga is severe? Yisiv pisik, soif pasuk. Avo soifam sheyis yashvu. Eventually, the yidden are going to be brought back. Va'av yifsak mehem galusa v'tzarusam lagamri. And then all the galus and all the tzarus are going to come to an end. Loikem moisha pasak mehem barishoina shechazru v'niglu. Not like it was a chatchilo where they went into galus a second time. Rak yehei soif galusam. There's going to be a geula and it's going to be all over. There'll be no more galus. V'zeu yisiv pisik. They're going to rest. And soif pasuk. That's going to be the end of the whole story. But after that, the Eibush is also going to take Nakama from the Goyim, and he says, V'hashal sheles. Then comes the shalsheles. Shal oiniu barzel. The chains of all the tzaris that Yidden had to endure during the Golus. Yei toloi birosh. What are the next words? Shalsheles karnei fara mercho kfula yerech ben yoimai. It's going to end up being put on top of the tzavar of the umay sa'olam. And then finally, Klai Yisrael is going to get Nakama, b'bias kail tzedek b'meher b'yameinu. But the taich of Reb Chaim Reb Tzal b'Friedberg, and that is, if you look at the words that represent all the ta'amim and all the simonim of how you're supposed to learn from the Sefer Torah, it's a remes to the galus of Klai Yisrael. Why would these words be meramis the galus of Klai Yisrael? The reason is because Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Nechar Im Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, etc., etc. Whatever a Yid does, anytime there's a matzav of Simcha, there has to be a zikaron of Yerushalayim. And even when we're singing the Shir Hashem in the Beis Medrash, with the Sefer Torah open with a minyan, it doesn't matter. There's still a remez, there's a knetch of Eich Noshir Ashir Hashem Al Admas Necha, a beautiful hergish and a beautiful taich for Reb Chaim Reb Tzal b'Friedberg.